1.3 billion. That's how much Americans are expected to bet on the Super Bowl matchup this weekend. It highlights the growing number of people who place sports bets after the U.S. Supreme Court legalized it several years ago. And while it's a fun hobby for many, Side Effects Public Media's Ben Thorpe reports health experts say there's a risk that some people may develop a problem.
Gambling addiction has long been linked to an increased risk of suicide, and some early research, not yet peer-reviewed, points to an uptick in both debt and bankruptcy linked to a state's legalization of sports betting. Some worry that the flood of TV ads and the ease of placing bets on a mobile app, around the clock, has changed how addictive sports betting can be, and how easily people can develop a problem.
In fact, the artificial intelligence-generated micro-bets and parlays that allow someone to place literally thousands of potential bets on a single contest is really a big part of the problem.
That's Mark Gottlieb. He leads the Public Health Advocacy Institute at Northwestern University School of Law. The institute sued the online sports betting company, DraftKings, 2 years ago, accusing it of deceptive marketing practices. Gottlieb says many of the supports for problem gambling come after someone has already developed a problem.
We're offering them aid and trying to rescue them with counseling, but rather putting up guardrails to prevent that from happening.
But sports betting industry insiders told Side Effects that they comply with state and federal laws. They say that legalized sports betting is safer than unregulated markets. They also point to statistics from the National Council on Problem Gambling that show just 1% of gamblers have a serious problem, but that's 2.5 million people. And Mark Potenza, a professor of psychiatry at Yale School of Medicine, says those numbers don't capture the entire problem. That's because only a fraction of people will ever seek help.
So oftentimes it may go undetected and it may impact functioning in multiple domains, work, finances, relationships. Often it takes for things to get particularly bad for people to seek help.
And just to be clear, most people who play sports bets in the U.S. have fun, maybe earn a little, lose a little, without developing any problems. But several states have seen an uptick in calls to problem gambling lines, including Florida, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Potenza believes that the ability to bet not just on the result of the game, but on lots of little events, like which player will make the first basket, poses a particularly dangerous problem.
Where do we draw the line or the balance between permitting individual liberties versus promoting public health? And that may involve restricting some of the liberties, particularly with respect to protecting vulnerable populations.
Vulnerable groups like adolescents and young adults, he says. There are concerns that younger people are engaging in sports betting. That worries public health experts because up to 5% of adolescents and young adults who gamble develop a disorder. Here's Mary Lay. She's with the Indiana Problem Gambling Awareness Program.
Because a lot of people don't realize, think about it as being gambling. It's just kind of a fun thing you do on your phone, like playing a game.
And it's the gamification that worries many public health experts. Lay says video game addiction may be connected with gambling addiction. She points out that things like mystery purchases in video games with randomized rewards, called loot boxes, often have an element of gambling to them. But Lay says she hasn't seen a major uptick in calls in Indiana just yet.
We've only been doing this for 5 years now. Sports gaming only began in Indiana in 2019. So I think we'll start to see how that is impacting hotline usage.
Research about the impacts of sports betting is still in the early stages. But concerns have already led to scrutiny at the federal level. Lawmakers are considering further regulations, which would limit gambling ads during sports broadcasts and require affordability checks on gamblers making large numbers of bets. I'm Ben Thorpe, Side Effects Public Media.
If you or your loved one is struggling with problem gambling, you can reach the National Problem Gambling Hotline at 1-800-GAMBLER. Side Effects Public Media is a health reporting collaboration of NPR member stations across the Midwest.